WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for Tri-County High School Basketball on FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull, Greg Boskowski back with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And it's our Butler Auto pregame show. It'll be abbreviated as we have to kind of sneak in a little bit of a break between these two games, but we're almost ready to rock here in the Delaware League Boys Championship game between South Courtright and Margaretville. Coach, are you excited to watch these two teams go off here today? Of course, everyone usually likes a front row seat for a Courtright game.
Hey, I haven't seen either of these teams play this year, so excited to see them come out and compete here at SUNY Delhi, and excited to see South Courtright for the first time this year. I want to see kind of how they stack up to some of the other top-quality teams in the Class D boys.
Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show. Butler has the largest selection of clean, pre-owned vehicles in the area, plus local rentals. And remember, no matter your credit situation, Butler Auto will get you financed on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza. South Courtright, again, always a mainstay in this game as they've won seven in a row here at the Delaware League Championship game, so they're going for eight here tonight. Margaretville, it's the third time they've been in the Delaware League Championship game. They're looking for their first Delaware League Championship since 2013. So I think a key tonight will be three-point shooting, Coach. Both these teams love to shoot the three. And when Margaretville gets hot, we've seen some games this year where they've had a couple of guys hit six, seven, eight threes. Some guys from the outside that can really hit, the Wayman brothers, Ryan McVitie, Christian Bravo. All these guys can shoot from the outside. Will it be enough here tonight on the big stage? We'll have to see. It should be an interesting battle here between these two teams. Have you seen Connor Carino play before, Coach?
I have not. This will be the first time, so I'm excited to see his game. I've heard a lot about him. So,
Connor Carino, the star for South Courtright, a junior. But this starting five is a very, very good and balanced team. They share the ball very well, and they've gone out and challenged themselves against some really good non-league opponents this year, too.
Well, I remember watching at the sectional final at the Wright National Soccer Campus there in Oneana, and I was very impressed with the athleticism of the South Courtright boys soccer team. And on that day, I said, oh, I bet you they'll be pretty good at the basketball court, too. I mean, knowing that they were talented, but...
Yeah, a team that made the state Final Four last year, lost in the semifinals to Hubleton, who went on to the championship game the next day. And a lot of these guys, I feel like, have some unfinished business. So they are back here in the Delaware League Championship here tonight, again going for their eighth in a row. We're going to pause for the national anthem. We'll be back here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Your friends from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Lander's Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
Still thinking about opening a 15-month share certificate at SFCU? You know, the one where you'll earn 4.4% annual percentage yield with a minimum balance of just $5,000? Or the 15-month jumbo rate of 4.65% annual percentage yield with a minimum of $200,000? Well, you're running out of time because these incredible rates expire February 18, 2023. So, don't delay any longer. Put your money into a high-dividend, short-term share certificate at SFCU. Available to our valued business members, too. But remember, these special 15-month share certificate rates expire Saturday, February 18th, 2023. Visit any SFCU branch location or sfcuonline.org. Membership required and valid on new money only. SFCU is federally insured by NCUA. SFCU. Banking easier.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to the Butler Auto Pregame Show. It is the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game here tonight. First up, the starting lineups for South Courtright and head coach Aaron Kaufman. They start with number one, Troy Dienich. And they will have number five, Darren Dengler. Number 11, Connor Carino. Number 12, Josh Anderson. Number 14, Adam Champlin. That's their starting five. And Trent Cole comes off the bench, does a great job as well for the Rams. So coach is going to have the Margaretville starting lineup here for head coach Chad Richards.
All right, number zero, Hunter Balcom. Number one, Connor Wayman. Number five, Tristan McVitie. Number 11, Ryan McVitie. And number 12, Eli Bullock.
So again, this is a game that I think the three-point line will come into effect here. And two teams that know each other very, very well, especially from the soccer field. A great rivalry here. Of course, the McVitie brothers, extremely talented soccer players. South Courtright has kind of had the better of them the last couple of years, but they've had some really tough and great matchups. So should be fun here tonight. South Courtright is in the home white uniforms. They are the top seed. They have the royal blue trim. So South Courtright in blue lettering across the front of the uniform says SK on the side of the short. On the side of the shorts, I should say. Margaretville is in the road navy blue uniforms. The white and the orange trim says Blue Devils in orange lettering across the front of the uniform there. Troy Dienich getting announced here for South Courtright and their starting lineup. Again, most of these guys were on that team a year ago that, boy, had an exciting run in sectionals. The Section 4 final here between Courtright and Richfield was one of the wildest, craziest games I've ever seen. Connor Carino buried a corner three right over there to send it to overtime, and this place went absolutely bananas. It was a lot of fun, and with sectionals right around the corner, should be fun. Josh Anderson, another great athlete. One of the keys here tonight for South Courtright. I actually had a chance to go to SK yesterday and speak to their senior class about how I got my job, what I do today and everything, and had a really nice chat with these guys. And Coach, you said it earlier. We talked about the pressure of South Courtright, the girls winning 13 in a row, the boys looking for 8 in a row. I said, do you guys notice that pressure? And they all cool, calm, and collected said, no, we don't want to be the team that breaks the streak, but we also don't think about it all the time. I thought it was interesting because for me, I'd be thinking about it, I think, 24/7.
I think if you grow up in that atmosphere, that it's kind of like expected, and the pressure tends to dissipate the longer the success goes on because it's just expected, but there's not any pressure because that's just the way it is.
So we're all set to go. It will be Josh Anderson jumping it up against Eli Bullock here at midcourt. And South Courtright and Margaretville will be getting underway here in the Delaware League Championship ball game. And the opening tap will roll out of bounds here. Adam Champlin, with some great effort, had to jump over the Margaretville bench. Maybe he should trade in baseball for track. I don't know. That was excellent. But he couldn't save it in time. It's going to go to Margaretville. He wouldn't like that. He does love his baseball. As we're underway now in the Delaware League Championship game between the Blue Devils and the Rams. Set to be a good one here from SUNY Delhi tonight, live on WCDO. Nate Lowell, Greg Bonskowski with you here, and our intern, Hannah Bonskowski, keeping stats for us. Blue Devils with the ball. They'll go to the right side, looking to set it up here against this long and lengthy Courtright defense. Here's McVitie to the right elbow. Putting one back out now to the interior. Pull-up jumper, yes. They got through the teeth of the defense, and they find Tristan McVitie, and it's a 2-0 lead for the Blue Devils.
Nice patience there against South Courtright's 2-3 zone by Margaretville.
Carino, closely guarded here by Hunter Balcom. Now Dienich will take it to the rim and scores. Troy Dienich with the first bucket for South Courtright, ties it up at 2-2. About a minute gone here in the first quarter. Delaware League Championship game tonight here on CDO. Glad to bring it to you from SUNY Delhi. Blue Devils with the ball in the backcourt. Now they will work their way across. And it's going to be going back to Courtright here.
They got it over and back.
Yeah, a little over and back right on the line. Courtright had just stolen the ball and would have had a breakaway layup opportunity. So, again, 6:55 to go in this first quarter. We'll talk about some of our special sponsors as well here in just a couple of minutes as We certainly have a lot of those here for tonight's game. Carino in the corner, in and out for three. Anderson fighting for a rebound, but Margaretville was able to get there first with Connor Wayman. Margaretville in transition here as Ryan McVitie will work one back out for Connor Wayman. Wayman to the right side for Bullock, and the Blue Devils being very patient here, Coach.
Yeah, they're doing a nice job so far, not being caught up in the moment. Championship game here, executing, moving the ball.
Inside, a jumper here is off the mark for Wayman, and a rebound, and Carino loves to run down the floor. Carino in transition at the top of the key, gets into the paint, and a traveling violation here on Carino, and he's not happy with it as he tried to jump stop through the lane there. Coach is shaking his head. I was on the fence, honestly, with 6:15 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied up at two, and in the backcourt, Blue Devils will get to midcourt. Dingler almost had a steal, but Margaretville stepped out of bounds.
His foot was on the line when he caught the ball.
6:05 to go here in the first, 2-2 the score, and SK will get it back. Coming across midcourt, Carino setting it up. Carino, a little stutter step, tries to go to Champlin on the interior, threw his hands and out of bounds, and both teams going through some early growing pains here. We'll recognize some of our special sponsors, including DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi, Jerry's Inn of Bainbridge, Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright. 5:45 to go in the first quarter. Blue Devils with the ball. Three in the corner for Bullock. Too strong. Rebound Champlin. And Courtright's looking to run. Champlin down the right side of the floor will dish one off and find Carino on the left side. Carino straight away for three here. A little too strong. Rebound for Dengler. Dengler tried to feed it back into the interior, and the Blue Devils will take it away. Left side of the floor now for Connor Wayman. Wayman off a screen. We'll find McVitie. He dials up a three, left it short, and a rebound here is scooped up by Champlin. And ahead now for Connor Carino. Carino into the paint, little up and under. Oh, it rolled off the rim. No good. He's going to go to the line here with 5:15 to go in the first quarter. We're tied at two. In the early part, anything sticking out to you so far, Coach? Defense, offense?
Well, South Courtright has changed defenses several times. I thought Margaretville's doing a nice job of attacking their trapping pressure at half court here. They're being patient. Got some good looks at the hoop. Some have gone in and out. Impressed with South Courtright's athleticism and ability to get up and down the floor. It's a good game so far.
Carino hits the first shot at the line. Second shot for Connor is good. Make it SK 4 and Margaretville 2 with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. In the backcourt, Blue Devils now looking to get across midcourt, and they do. Chance of defense here from the South Courtright boys bench as they try to settle in. Margaretville with the ball. Left side jumper off the back of the rim. Anderson got tricked on a rebound. Couldn't get it, but Dengler was there to sweep it up. SK looking to run with Champlin. Right side slows it down a little bit. And Champlin directing traffic here. Looking for some options. It goes to the right side for Dengler. Into the corner now for Anderson. Anderson with a little dribble drive spin move for Josh. Hits it off the glass, and it's good. And he's so strong with that move. Count it, and he's going to the line here. And the foul is going to be on Hunter Balcom.
That was a really nice, strong move.
For as tall and lanky as he is, he's super strong on the interior. I think he's a very underrated player locally. As Anderson steps to the line and misses the shot. Boy, that thing was hanging around there for a couple of seconds before it popped free. Back the other way. Here is McVitie trying to take it in. A fadeaway jumper for him is an air ball. Bullock got it, but it went off his hands and out of bounds with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. SK leading at 6-2. Some more of our special sponsors here include Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, Jerry's Inn again of Bainbridge, Keller Williams real estate agent Stacy Frazier, Clapper Construction in Otigo. Here is Anderson, left side for three, off a dish-out pass there from Champlin. No, rebound Margaretville. They try to push it ahead, but South Courtright is there. Anderson for Carino, and it was too tall, and is going to roll out of bounds and go back to Margaretville. With 4:10 to go in the first quarter, SK leading 6-2. Some more of our special sponsors, including Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, Rabideau Gresham Insurance, as well as Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. 4 minutes gone in the first quarter. It's 6-2, South Courtright boys, leading here over Margaretville in the Delaware League Championship game. Here is Bullock back to the top of the key. Splitting through is Ryan McVitty. His jumper is off the mark. A rebound loose on the floor, scooped up by the Blue Devils. Far side now for Connor Wayman. Gets it back to McVitty. To Wayman. Straightaway three for him is a bank and in for Connor Wayman. They count no matter how they go in, and it's 6-5 with 3:35 to go in the first quarter.
That's right. In the book, that goes in as a swish.
Here's Carino on the baseline. Tried to feed it to the interior. Anderson picks up a loose ball, but we got a jump ball here. And we'll see who the arrow gives it to.
Great hustle there by Tristan McVitty to get on the floor.
3:25 to go here in the first. And Margaretville, no matter what the sport, will always play as scrappy. And we will see that here tonight. So a 6-5 game. Low scoring here in the early part. SK with the ball. Dienich will find Connor Carino in the corner. Tried to flip one across. Finds Anderson in the paint. His shot off the back of the rim. And then an over-the-back call here is going to be on Anderson with 3:20 to go in this first quarter. Cold shooting so far for the Rams.
Yeah, both teams, I felt like, opened up kind of calm. But then in the middle here, they've kind of been jittery.
So with 3:20 to go in the first quarter, SK still leading 6-5. And in the backcourt, bringing it down the floor here are the Margaretville Blue Devils. Blue Devils with the ball to the left side, looking to set it up. They've been patient so far on offense. Here is Ryan McVitty at the top of the key. McVitty gets stuck in a tough spot, goes back out to Wayman straight away. Wayman comes off of a screen, tries to dump to the interior, a good pass down low, and he finishes. That's Tristan McVitty. And Margaretville takes a 7-6 lead with 2:50 to go in the first quarter. Trent Cole's going to be checking in for Courtright at the next stoppage of play. Champlin to the right side finds Anderson. Now back to Carino at the top of the key. Carino comes off of a screen, into the paint, pull-up jumper for Connor. No, rebound for Margaretville. And the Blue Devils have it in the backcourt. Working it forward with Ryan McVitty, and then a foul here. It's going to be on Adam Champlin, who was riding down his hip on his way down the floor. Again, 2.5 to go in the first quarter. Margaretville 7, SK 6.
I give Margaretville a lot of credit here. South Courtright has probably played 4 or 5 different defenses, and they really haven't, you know, turned it over all that much, and they've been getting settled, trying to execute.
2.5 to go in the first quarter, and now a pull-up jumper here for Margaretville is no good, but we got a foul on the play. And settling in at the line will be Hunter Balcom. So Margaretville, this is probably exactly what they wanted. Hang around here in the first quarter. Make the tempo what they wanted. Balcom gets the first shot to go. Making it Margaretville 8, South Courtright 6. 2:25 to go first quarter. Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship live tonight at SUNY Delhi. And Balcom goes 2 out of 2. With 2:25 to go here in this first quarter. Back down the floor for South Courtright. So it's Margaretville 9, South Courtright 6. Trent Cole in the game. Feeds Anderson now. A jumper on the baseline. Won't go. Rebound Margaretville. And an outlet pass down the floor here for Connor Wayman. And again, they slow it down a little bit here. Blue Devils settling in on offense. They'll work it to the interior. Now to the corner for Hunter Balcom. To the inside right low block. Blocked away. Ball loose. And Margaretville will come back up with it. Anderson lost control of it there. And it goes to Ryan McVitty at the top of the key. He comes off a screen. Fadeaway jumper for McVitty. Left it short. Rebound loose. Picked up by Dienich. And he is in transition. Dienich will take it to the interior. Misses a right-handed layup. Rebound Margaretville. And the lid is on the rim here for the Rams. With 1:35 to go in the first quarter. Out of the top of the key here for the Blue Devils. They go to Ryan McVitty. Into the corner for Bullock. Now for Wayman. On the baseline. Wayman to the interior. Ball loose on the floor, picked up by Tristan McVitty. Back out to Bullock. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock. Left side of the floor now for Connor Wayman. Wayman to McVitty. Little stutter step, steps back for three. This could be big, and he hits it. Ryan McVitty from way downtown makes it Margaretville 12, SK 6 with 1 minute to go in the first quarter.
That was the first shot he took that he didn't fade away. Just kind of went straight up and down. He's a good shooter.
Rams to the right side of the floor, trying to set up and salvage something in this first quarter on offense. Here is Anderson, tries to pump one to the interior, off the leg there of McVitty. Out of bounds, it'll stay with South Courtright.
This is big here. If Margaretville can get a stop,
Yeah, certainly would give all the momentum to Margaretville at the end of the first quarter if they can get a stop.
America's out of bounds play. Oh, they took it away.
Margaretville tries to go to the interior, and we're going to have a foul on Margaretville, or on Margaretville after SK tried to go to the middle, excuse me.
They were going to try to get Connor coming back into the corner there for a three.
Another inbounds play, this time on the baseline underneath the hoop, will be run by Troy Dianich here. And we're going to have a foul underneath here on SK. That's going to be on Anderson, I believe his second, with 45 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Yep, his second.
Team foul situation, SK with four and Margaretville with three. And Margaretville trying to shock the world here, up 12-6 late in the first quarter. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, brought to you by SFCU. Margaretville will get the ball in the backcourt, and Connor Wayman will set it up here with Bullock. Now to Wayman. They'll get back across midcourt. Carino going for a steal, couldn't pick it up, though. Wayman in a tough spot, able to get it off to Tristan McVitie. And he'll dish one back off. Wayman, three ball, got it. Connor Wayman hits two threes, and a timeout's going to be taken by SK. And Margaretville leads 15-6 with 25 seconds to go in the first quarter. We'll be back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumber yard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. Right out of the timeout, Trent Cole was able to hit a jumper. And we're going to let them fix the scoreboard here. I believe it should be 15-8. I think we'll see if they can get that situated here. We'll take another break. Start of the second quarter coming up in just a couple of minutes on WCDO.
Hi, this is Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. We've been serving the Tri-Town area and beyond since 2004, and we've helped folks with their heating, air conditioning, air duct cleaning, plumbing, electric, and home repair needs. Superior can also replace your outdated bathtub with a new walk-in shower at a very competitive price. So call us today and let us help. Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney, 607-349-0831. That's 607-349-0831.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneana continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneana. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So the Margaretville boys jump out to a 15-8 edge here over South Courtright, and we're going to have a foul on SK to start the second quarter. And what, Coach, what has been the difference here for Margaretville to get this start, the start that everybody dreams of against a tough South Courtright team?
Well, it helps that they made three threes in the first quarter. They're also being very patient on offense. They're not panicking. And they're executing. South Korea is playing really aggressive man. I liked the best defense I thought South Korea played was when they came out in their 2-3 zone to start the game.
Here's Carino going coast to coast. Kind of lost his step there in the paint. It's taken away, and Margaretville tries a long home run pass down the floor. They're going to get a wide open three with Balcom. That's in and out. Rebound for McVitie on the left low block. Margaretville going right to left. They try to shovel one back out to Balcom. It's going to roll out of bounds. 7.5 to go in the second quarter, 15-8 our score.
South Courtright has been getting good shots. They're just not, the ball's not going in.
And so the Rams will bring it back down the floor here. I've seen South Courtright a couple of times this year, and I've seen them start slow. And at some point, they light that match, and they start to go. We'll see if that happens here tonight or not. Inside for Trent Cole. Yes, good pass there from Dianich. And Cole has two buckets off the bench so far. That's 15-10. So Courtright, despite the slow start, only down five here early in the second quarter. The Delaware League Championship live from SUNY Delhi. Carino trying to go in and get a steal. Wayman was just able to hold on to it in the backcourt. Wayman coming forward. Stops, pops, tries a three. This one is an air ball out of bounds. And back to South Courtright with 6:50 to go here in the second frame.
The Margaretville coach wanted to know why there was not a foul there on that pressure in the backcourt. Referees are just letting them play.
This is going to be a physical game. I think both sides like to try to get after it, winning the man-to-man. South Courtright going left to right. They'll shovel one far side for Carino. Gets a screen. Carino into the paint, dishing one out. Dianich for three, in and out. Dengler fighting for a rebound. Champlin going after it here, and Champlin's able to grab it. Champlin on the left side keeps this possession alive for the Rams. Back into the hands of Trent Cole. Now to Dianich, left side, and it's going to be a block on Margaretville on a drive on the left wing on Tristan McVitie. 6:15 to go in the second quarter. Again, a thanks to all our special sponsors here tonight, which are allowing us to do these games and the MAC games tomorrow, including Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge, the Delaware National Bank of Delhi, and Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart.
Darren Dengler with a basket there on a nice inbound pass from South Courtright.
15-12 our score now, so South Courtright chipping away at it. Dianich with a steal, shovels ahead for Carino. Carino into the paint, a little turnaround here, and he's fouled as he was trying to get some position on the right low block with 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. And so South Courtright slowly but surely chipping away, and a steal there by Troy Dianich was key. And this will come back out to Trent Cole. Three ball from the right side. He hits it. And just like that, South Courtright is back in this game. It's 15-all. Timeout Margaretville. Early second quarter. With about 6 minutes left here on WCDO.
Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber on Route 8 in Sydney is your local home for the finest quality wood in the area. Twin Valley has all major Northeast species of hard and soft woods. They specialize in dimensional lumber, hardwood flooring, moldings, paneling, and more. Perfect for contractors, wood shops, and hobbyists, Twin Valley is located on Route 8 just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light in Sydney. Call 563-4300. That's 563-4300. Twin Valley Wholesale and Retail Lumber, enhancing your home through the beauty of wood. A division of Quality Hardwood.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Out of the timeout, a three for Connor Carino is going to give South Courtright an 18-15 lead from straight away with 5.5 to go in the second quarter. Welcome back to the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship tonight. Now Dengler with a block out of bounds here on Ryan McVitie. And Margaretville will hold on to the basketball. South Courtright seems to have a little more pep in their step right now, Coach.
Yeah, and there's a little bit of chippiness going on out there. When people are making shots and blocking a shot, they got to say something. The one official just went over and said, we're not going to have any more of that. So hopefully they have that cleaned up.
Blue Devils are going to have to call a timeout as they couldn't get the ball in. So we're going to step away for 30 seconds. Again, 5.5 to go in the second quarter. It is South Courtright 18, Margaretville 15 on WCDO.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your friends at Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge, proudly support local high school sports and wish all local teams the best of luck this season. Jerry's Inn is now open Tuesday through Sunday for lunch and dinner with an additional specialty menu on Sundays. Jerry's Inn is a great place for family dining and to check out the local high school sports wall of fame. Come and enjoy that iconic Jerry's atmosphere with a delicious, diverse menu. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street, Bainbridge. We look forward to serving you soon.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Out of the timeout, Connor Wayman for three. He's got three threes and 9 points for Margaretville to tie this game back up at 18. An inbounds pass, and he was right there to bury it.
That's a good answer for Margaretville here. They just got to hang around.
Wayman's had a couple of games this year where he hit six or seven. Here's Carino trying to answer. Yes, from the left side for Carino, and he's got eight. South Courtright jumps ahead 21-18, and you do not want to see him heat up if you're a Margaretville fan. Full court pressure coming. Carino almost with a steal, but Margaretville is able to beat it down the right side. And go to Balcom. Now for Wayman on the drive, and he is fouled there on the right low block with 4:45 to go in the second quarter.
I think that's two on Champlin. Yep.
And Anderson's been on the bench with two, and now Champlin's going to have two. And how will Aaron Kaufman, head coach here for South Courtright, handle this? And so Blue Devils do the inbounding. They find Wayman, who's been hot so far. Goes to the right side, and now will dish one back off for Ryan McVitie. McVitie to the left side, gets tied up. We got a jump ball. Arrow's going to give it back to the Rams. Jack Burns going to come in for South Courtright. And Champlin's going to get a break here with 4.5 to go in the second quarter. Burn, an important piece on that SK boys soccer team, which made another nice run this fall. Lost a heartbreaker in penalty kicks to Southern Cayuga in the sectional championship. I'm sure they'd love to see the Chiefs somewhere down the road in sectionals. Here is Carino, right side three, just a little too strong on that one. Rebound for Troy Dianich. Back out, Trent Cole to the interior. Cole with a fadeaway, no. Died on the front of the rim, and a rebound now for the Margaretville Blue Devils. McVitie slowly up the floor, getting across midcourt with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. It's a three-point game, SK leading 21-18. Balcom into the corner now for McVitie. Pump fakes, gets to the interior, and a traveling violation on Margaretville. Is going to give it back to the South Courtright Rams. It feels like SK might be one little step away from taking a run here, Coach, but Margaretville's been hanging tough.
Yeah, these last 4 minutes are going to be critical for Margaretville to stay within striking distance.
Here are the Rams going left to right. And Dianich will come off of a screen and travel. And it's going to go back to Margaretville here with 3:40 to go before our halftime break.
And he wanted Cole to roll there. He thought he was going to be open on the roll, so he was anticipating that pass instead of just reading the defense.
Blue Devils will get it in the backcourt, and now taken away, but they'll get it back down the right side of the floor, back to Wayman. Wayman to the interior. We'll go to Balcom, across from McVitie. Pump fake, steps in. McVitie shot, no good. Second chance, yes. Hits it, and he's fouled, and will head to the line. Tristan McVitie now with 6 points. And looking to tie this game up at the line for the old-fashioned three-point play.
And that's the second foul on Dengler as well for South Courtright. So some foul trouble brewing here for the Rams.
And so this will put McVitie at the line, and this will be an interesting situation. How deep will the Rams bench go? Rebound here for Trent Cole off the miss from McVitie at the line. Burn in transition, goes back to Cole, and now to Carino on the left side. Carino off a screen, stutter step into the paint, lost control of it, into the corner for Dianich, out of bounds, going back to Margaretville with 3:10 to go in the second quarter. Ball going back to the Blue Devils here, and the longer they hang around, you think more about could Margaretville, the three seed here, pull off the upset tonight. Now a steal by the Rams on the inbound. They go to Dengler on the interior, his left-handed layup, no. Rebound underneath, we'll have a foul on
to SK over the back.
Yeah, over the back on Trent Cole. And so the Rams having a tough time here in the foul department. First one on Cole,
The other thing, too, that could come into play here at the end of the half is every foul from here on out on South Court Right, Margaretville will be going to the line.
And that's 18 fouls now on the Rams, sending Tristan McVitie to the charity stripe. So McVitie will settle in. And his first shot at the line is no good. Rebound, Trent Cole. Margaretville's going to need all of those here tonight. Carino down the left side as South Courtright's in the home whites with the blue trim going left to right. And Carino now will dish it off. Finds Dianich. His drive into the paint comes up short. Rebound still into the corner. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it. The Blue Devils will come out. Outlet pass to Wayman. Wayman down the left side, dribbling through traffic, gets stuck in a tough spot, might have traveled there. And then we're going to have a jump ball as Dianich gets tied up there with Ryan McVitie right in front of the scorer's table here with 2:35 left. And the officials are going to try to calm this one down a little bit here as both teams are fired up.
Margaretville's upset with the physical play. I don't think they're wrong. I thought they got fouled three or four times there.
2:35 to go here in the second quarter. Margaretville will get the ball. Going to go to SK, actually, as they were checking on the arrow there. So Carino now will get it back. Two inbounds for SK. I think they're going to triple check this here at the scorer's table, Coach. Both coaches asking for a little recheck here. Again, SK leading 21-20 with 2:37 to go in the second quarter. All right, SK is going to get the ball here at the scorer's table. We've seen a couple of little instances with a little mistake on the scoreboard. They had a mistake on the arrow there, so we'll try to keep this as clean as we can. Rams go left side. They will get this ball. Trent Cole now to Dengler. Dengler straight away looking for it. Goes to Carino left side. Carino looking for a screen from Dengler. Gets it. Takes it to the interior. Misses the shot. Dengler gets the rebound, though. Then he gets tied up. And a jump ball this time is going to go back to Margaretville. As McVitie hustled real hard there to force that jump ball. With 2:15 to go here in the second quarter. And there's some good old-fashioned Delco John going on out there. Gotta love it. And here is McVitie down the floor, tried to take it to the interior, and his pass was intercepted by Jack Byrne. Byrne at midcourt will go back to Trent Cole. And now for Troy Dianich. Back to Cole, into the paint, and he's fouled at the left elbow.
That's a new term. I've never heard the Delco John.
Well, you hang around over here enough, you get to learn some of it. And I've noticed in my time that I think Delaware League boys sports play much more physical on the soccer field and on the basketball court. And you just don't know how it's going to be officiated. I think that's the key. Courtright will get it in. They'll go to the right side to Dengler. Now to Carino, left side to the interior for Cole, and he finishes. Trent Cole with 9 points off the bench. That's a team high here in the first half, and SK leads by three, 23-20. 1:45 to go, second quarter. McVitie in the backcourt will come across, and they didn't get it in time. It's a 10-second call, right, Coach?
That was close.
Very close. SK is going to get it back at midcourt, and now what can the Rams do? Could they push this above a one-possession game? Big-time possession here for
traveled.
Right, they gave it back. Cole
traveled.
Cole shuffled his feet. Little mental mistakes here by both sides at times in this first half, Coach.
Yeah. Big turnover there.
Minute 38 to go in the second quarter. 23-20 our score. Blue Devils will look to get it in. Then they go to McVitie. Big possession here for Margaretville as well. Can they capitalize? Tie this game up or cut it back to a one-point deficit? McVitie comes off of a screen, and now we'll go to Connor Wayman, who's had a whale of a first half here with those three threes. Has really been key. Wayman splits a double team, left side stutter step, tries to go down low, and it's going to be a foul underneath. It's going to be key. Is it on Dengler or is it on Cole?
Five.
It's going to be on Dengler, his third.
Third.
With 1:17 to go here in the second quarter, and Aiden Haynes is going to have to check in now as Dengler to the bench. So that physical style has not paid off as much as we thought it might here for SK in the first half. Wayman at the line. He can't get it to go, and Margaretville hasn't capitalized.
Yeah, both ends of the one-and-ones there. They haven't been able to finish.
Here is Byrne across midcourt. Nice move into the paint. Blocked by McVitie, though. And then out of bounds as McVitie tried to save it.
And as a coach, what really frustrates you is you didn't even get an opportunity to get the second shot. So you missed the front end instead of missing the second end.
So 1:05 to go in the second quarter. It's 23-20. South Courtright will look to get it in. Carino in the corner. Big time three. Yes, for Carino. He's got 11. And he's heating up. That's three threes for Carino. Makes it 26-20 for SK. And now the Rams look to get a steal here by Aiden Haynes. Jump ball is going to be the call with 52 seconds left in the second quarter, and we got a South Courtright possession. So the SK girls winning earlier tonight, the Delaware League Girls Championship. SK boys trying to match. It's been a tough one for them here in the first half, but they still find themselves up by six. South Courtright with the ball. They go to Cole at the top of the key. Cole now will leave it off for Troy Dianich to Haynes. They're putting it in the breadbasket here at the top of the key, and now Carino tries to take it to the rim, and he's fouled at the left elbow. 32 seconds left here before the halftime break. Going to be a foul here on Hunter Balcom, his second, sending Carino to the line. So Connor will settle in, and his first shot at the line is in and out.
Got a violation on Margaretville.
Yeah, violation is going to give Carino another chance at it here. So Carino settling in, gets a little bit of a do-over here for the Rams. Carino's shot this time in and out. Boy, a great foul shooter. You don't see him miss many like that. Blue Devils to midcourt. Both teams have struggled at the line. Blue Devils with the ball. To the left side, Carino going for a little reach-in, and it's going to be a foul with 21 seconds left here in the second quarter. 26-20 our score, SK on top.
And those are the fouls that drive you crazy as a coach. He wasn't even looking to shoot the ball. He's dribbling the ball to the corner. And, I mean, it's a good aggressive play on defense to reach in, but you got to understand that if you foul there, the kid's going to the free throw line. And now it's two shots, not just a one-on-one.
And so at the line, first shot here for Margaretville is off the mark for Wayman, and they have been frustrated.
I mean, that's got to be at least four points here in this first half that they've left at the free throw line.
We'll try to check on that at the half. Second shot for Wayman is good. Wayman now with 10.
Yeah, they've missed five free throws here in the second quarter.
That's tough. 15 seconds left.
They make those, it's a tie game. I mean, you can't expect to make them all, but...
South Courtright ahead 26-21. 5 seconds left now. Cole driving to the interior, and a layup for Cole is good. 11 points for Trent Cole. A half-court heave almost went down, but it was too hard. And our halftime score is going to be SK 28, Margaretville 21 in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship here. And Coach, quickly before we go to break, your thoughts? An entertaining first half, back and forth, physical, foul troubles. This game's had a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I think Margaretville could be a little closer. They're probably going to be a little disappointed when they go in the locker room, but it's still only a 7-point game, and they left some points at the free throw line, missed a couple easy shots. South Courtright, if I was them, I'd be concerned about my foul trouble, and I would explain to my players at halftime, hey, this is the way they're calling it. We got to tighten up our defense, not be as aggressive and physical, because they're calling a tight game. So if Margaretville can make some shots from the perimeter in the second half, tighten up their defense a little bit, I think we have a chance for a really good second half.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with our Marabito Energy Products halftime report live from SUNY Delhi tonight on the Delaware League Championship here for the boys. SK leads 28-21 at the half. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.
DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security.
Yeah, he certainly provided them with a spark. He's a pretty good athlete. He scored several baskets there in the first half just on his athleticism. So the key to the game, I think, moving forward here is how tightly officiated the game's going to be and what type of defense does South Courtright come out and play here in the second half.
And welcome back here again. 3:55 to go before the halftime break. Brian, I'm on the radio. I can't answer any questions for you here. Sorry. 28-21 our score. And again, the South Courtright boys on top here. Wanted to look at some of our other stats here in the first half. Trent Cole with those 5 rebounds. Adam Champlin with 3, as well as Darren Dengler with 3 rebounds. And then Tristan McVitie with 4 rebounds on the other side. Eli Bullock, Connor Wayman, and Hunter Balcom with 2 rebounds apiece for Margaretville. So pretty spread out stats there on both sides. So good to see a lot of different guys getting into the act here tonight. So what will the story be in the second half here between these two? We'll take a break here on our Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. But again, some other special sponsors for tonight's broadcast include Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, Lou Kaiser of Tax Resolutions in Otego, Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Got to give a shout-out to Circle of Life. Of course, head coach Aaron Kaufman runs that business, Circle of Life, and they're always a great supporter of any of our local sports projects. So, okay, again, 28-21 at the break. It is the South Courtright boys on top of Margaretville here on WCDO.
NYCM Insurance of Edmiston is a locally owned and operated personal lines insurance company. For over 115 years, NYCM Insurance has delivered quality service to New Yorkers just like you. For information about automobile and or homeowners insurance from NYCM, or to locate one of their 1,100 independent agents across the state, visit them online at nycm.com. NYCM Insurance is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. NYCM is there for you 24/7, 365. Visit online nycm.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprise of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal and recycling needs. Hi, this is Sean LaRose from Waste Recovery. We offer affordable weekly, residential, and commercial trash pickup in the Tri-County area. We have all size roll containers for construction debris and household cleanouts. And our transfer station accepts trash, appliances, tires, and furniture. Waste Recovery is located on Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Or call us at 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean.
When these things happen, you need to call RC Sales Service and Towing. For over 40 years, RC has provided fast, friendly towing and wrecker service. Ralphie's the most experienced tow guy out there. But best of all, he's the nicest tow guy on the road. So when your vehicle won't go, just call RC for a tow. 563-9299. That's 563-9299. RC Sales Service and Towing is located on Route 7 in Sydney. Keep that number handy in your phone or glove box. 563-9299.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Welcome back. Start of the third quarter. SK going with Trent Cole to start the second half in place of Darren Dengler with those 3 fouls. Margaretville will have the ball to start this third frame going left to right. They're in the navy blue with the orange and white trim. Courtright's in the home whites with the blue trim. And now a steal by SK to start this second half. Champlin's back in with those 2 fouls. Dishes one ahead. The layup is up and good, if I could see through the screen there, by Josh Anderson. You can get Anderson going. He is one of the keys here. And it's 30-21 with 7.5 to go in the third quarter. Delaware League Boys Championship game tonight here at SUNY Delhi. Pull-up jumper is off for Wayman. And this is where Margaretville's going to have to answer the bell, because you know Courtright's going to come out of the halftime break going full speed. And here is Champlin across midcourt, looking to set up shop, and they'll go to Carino. He's got 11 with 7:10 to go in this third quarter. Carino directing traffic here up near midcourt, straight away from the hoop. Motions to get the ball to Anderson, now back to Carino. Dishes into the corner, Dianich, and his jumper is just a little short. Rebound for Bullock. And an outlet pass. Here comes Wayman streaking down the left side. Again, as Margaretville goes left to right. Wayman into the corner. Bullock pump fakes. Dishes one for McVitie. And now back to Hunter Balcom straight away. Ryan McVitie gets a screen of his own. Pulls up straight away. Three for McVitie. Well off the mark. Rebound. Balcom hits the shot, and he's fouled. And it's going to be on Anderson underneath, who just picked up his third. So Balcom now with 4 points. And what do you do here, Coach? Anderson picks up that third so early in the third quarter.
I wasn't surprised to see him come out in zone, but maybe try to, I don't know. It's a roll of the dice.
I'm putting you on the spot, but not a great answer. I think however you look at it, right? You either roll the dice or you pull him out. I mean, there's only the two options. Missed foul shot there. Keeps it a 30-23 game.
If you didn't have another one with three, you just sub that one in, but... And it depends on the depth and what position that player plays.
Carino takes it right to the rim, and he's fouled. Couldn't get the shot to go, but he's going to head to the line. And that works very well for Courtright, that little dish to Anderson, and then allow Carino to take it however he wants. Going to send Carino to the line here with 6:40 to go in the third. Courtright leading 30-23.
And that's three fouls on Tristan McVitie for Margaretville.
And he's a key piece, too. He glances over at the bench to see what head coach Chad Richards is going to do. Carino misses the first foul shot, and I'm telling you, he's a great foul shooter. But tonight, he's been cold. Carino settling in at the line for his second shot is good. Carino now with 12, makes it 31-23 with 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Blue Devils. Getting it across midcourt. They pick it up in a tough spot, though, and now they'll settle in on the left side with Ryan McVitie. McVitie is double-teamed. The ball is stripped away. Blue Devils have it. And they're looking to get towards the hoop here. They've been pushed away with 10 on the shot clock. A steal by Trent Cole. Quickly down the floor, and Cole is able to finish. Cole's got 13. He's been the unsung hero. And Courtright leads 33-23. 2 minutes gone in the third quarter. Delaware League Championship game tonight. Here is McVitie in the backcourt. Feeds one over to Connor Wayman. Pass down low is intercepted by guess who? Trent Cole. Outlet pass. Carino ahead here for Anderson, who lays it up and in. Anderson with the bucket. He's got 6. And SK, their biggest lead of the game at 35-23. 5:45 to go in the third. 30-second timeout. We'll be back on CDO.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shenandoah Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Shenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shenandoah Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
5:45 to go in the third. SK leads 35-23. Out of the timeout, we'll see if Margaretville can work their way back into this ball game here, as they will have the ball on the baseline with Eli Bullock.
And they got to find a way to get some kind of production going offensively. They only have 8 points since the first quarter.
Margaretville in the backcourt. They'll look to get to midcourt here. They pick it up in a tough spot again. Bullock's going to have to feed one over to McVitie, and he didn't get across. It's 10. And going back to South Courtright once again.
And the problem there was they picked up the ball right before you got to half court, so it was kind of like in a dead area.
And Courtright will get it back with Connor Carino at midcourt as South Courtright goes right to left. Carino off a screen, splits two defenders, lost control of it, gets it back and finishes. Carino now with 14. And they push it up to a 37-23 lead with 5:15 to go in the third. And a up and down call here.
A little double dribble.
A little double dribble there on the far side. And McVitie frustrated. Margaritaville again trying to find a way to chip back into this game, but Courtright in control at the moment. Here's Carino, another drive to the hoop, but this time he traveled, and it's going to go back to Margaritaville with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. SK on top, 37-23. Blue Devils with the ball. South Courtright still coming with some full court pressure.
It's a little 1-2-2 kind of three-quarter court trap, and Margaritaville's having a little trouble getting the ball up across half court and into the offensive end of the floor.
Wayman back to McVitie. They're getting near midcourt again, and they do get it over to Wayman. Wayman to the right side, steps through, and did he get fouled?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's on Anderson on the right low block, and he has had a tough one here tonight. With 4:50 to go in the third, SK leads 37-23, and Anderson with that fourth foul, now he's definitely going to have to come off. Anderson, as he's coming over the bench, saying, I'm not sure what else to do. It's just he's been in the wrong place at the wrong time here tonight and can't afford to pick up any cheap ones at any time. Reach-in foul on Troy Deanich right here as well. That's going to be his second. That's 37-23 here. South Courtright still leading. Margaritaville gets it in. They go to McVitie on the right side as the Blue Devils go left to right. Balcom back to McVitie. Steps through on defense. And McVitie to the high post, over to Wayman, inside for Bullock. Bullock, a bounce pass, trying to find Tristan McVitie, and another foul on SK on the low block here. And that's going to be on Champlin, his third.
So they have two with four, one with two. No, one with four, two with three.
Yes. And so the Rams continue to be in foul trouble here. They now have four team fouls. Margaritaville steps out of bounds, though, as they get this ball back in. So the Blue Devils unable to capitalize right there, unfortunately, if you're a Blue Devils fan. So South Courtright, despite some foul trouble, still leading 37-23 with 4.5 to go in the third. Courtright across midcourt, going right to left, again looking for their eighth straight Delaware League Championship win here tonight. Live at SUNY Delhi. Here's Cole, right side three. Off the front of the rim, didn't have enough mustard on it. Carino with a rebound, steps back, tries a tough fadeaway three there. That was from a bad angle. Margaritaville gets it back down. Wayman stripped as he goes up. Ball out of bounds. And it looks like it's going to stay with the Blue Devils here.
Yeah, good defensive play by South Court right there to not foul on that transition opportunity for Margaritaville.
MCS will get it into the left corner. They go to Wayman. Now straight away here for Hunter Balcom. Now for Eli Bullock, far side, his three is just a little long, and Champlin will rebound on the far side. 3:50 to go here in the third quarter. Champlin glances over to the bench and will set up the offense here for the South Courtright Rams. Champlin will find Carino here on the left side, looking for options. Chest pass back to Champlin in the left corner. Champlin. With 10 on the shot clock, finds a cutting Carino, and he finishes on the interior. Carino with 16, and a great dish there from Champlin.
Yeah, really nice pass.
39-23 the score with 3:20 to go here in the third. Blue Devils with the ball, and they go to McVitie at the top of the key, trying to work his way through the teeth of the defense there at the top of the arc. Dishing down low for Tristan McVitie. Just runs into a wall of Rams there. And back down for Champlin. Another shovel pass ahead, but well defended there by Margaritaville. And back across midcourt here is Connor Wayman. Wayman, right wing side as Margaritaville goes left to right. Seems a little helter-skelter here for the Blue Devils as they try to find some rhythm on offense. Far side, Bullock. He steps into a three. Off the back of the rim. Slapped back down. Ball is loose on the rebound here. Both teams on the floor. Champlin's going to come away with it. With 2.5 to go in the third, and SK leading 39-23. And Carino comes across midcourt. SK taking their time a little bit here. And Carino will pull it back out. Coming up on 15 on the shot clock. They really haven't made a move towards the hoop yet. They go to Champlin there. Margaretville not really showing a lot of pressure here. And they go to Dienich, who takes it to the rim off the pass there from Trenton Cole, and he's able to finish. Dienich with just his second bucket of the night. Makes it 41-23 with 2 minutes to go in the third.
I think Margaretville is getting frustrated with their lack of offensive production.
Here's McVitie trying to go coast to coast. He couldn't hold on to it. And a long pass ahead from Carino finding Champlin, and he lays it in. First bucket of the night for Champlin to make it 43-23. Blue Devils back the other way in transition. McVitie again trying to take it himself. A fall-away jumper won't go, and Carino with a rebound. Carino looking to run. Dishes through the defense and passes down low to find Dienich. And he scores with a minute and a half to go in the third, and a timeout's going to be taken by Margaretville. It's 45-23, SK Boys on top here late in the third on WCDO.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. We have credit options for all credit types, regardless of credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. We have the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Apply for credit 24/7 at butlerautosales.com.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Minute and a half to go in the third. SK Boys leading 45-23. Coach, we had some observations during the break that, you know, Margaretville has not subbed in this game and looking a little tired at the moment and frustrated because of the lack of offense. See what they can do down here the rest of this third quarter. Ball out of bounds going back to SK.
I think you have a sub into the game now, number four, Cody Wayman.
Yes, Cody Wayman coming in out of that timeout. Great catch there, Coach. With a minute 10 to go here in the third, it's 45-23. Cross midcourt here for Connor Carino, who is heating up now. He's got 16. And Carino to the left side wants to take it to the rim, dishes off. It's going to be a foul as Carino was just about to pass that off there to Trent Cole. Team foul situation in the second half. SK with four, and that's the second team foul on Margaretville. First personal on Ryan McVitie. And so South Courtright on the baseline will look to work it into Champlin. Champlin with a drive into the paint. Lost control of it. McVitie's scrapping for it here and reaches, but I believe it's going to be a foul on SK before that. Yes, on Jack Byrne. So 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter. A big thank you again to all our special sponsors for tonight's game, including TK Auto Sales and Service in Bainbridge, DTC Delhi Telephone Company, as well as JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, and Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla. Blue Devils with the ball now to Wayman on the right side. Wayman goes back up to McVitie. 35 seconds left, third quarter. They go to Balcom at the high post. They work it around to Wayman. Wayman tries to go to the interior. He is stripped, and Carino comes away with it in transition. Carino to the hoop, missed the layup. Rebound, Dienich. That won't go. McVitie's able to scrap for a rebound for the Blue Devils. McVitie in the backcourt, lost it to Carino. Both teams scrambling for it here, and a timeout is taken by SK. Both teams not afraid to get on the floor here tonight, Coach.
No, they're playing hard.
13 seconds to go in this third quarter. We'll keep it right here. And again, some of our special sponsors, including Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, Bob's Diner in Bainbridge, Canine Canal Dog Grooming and Boarding between Oxford and Green, UHS Shenango Memorial Hospital of Norwich, as well as UHS Delaware Valley Hospital in Walton, the Amphenol Corporation in Sydney, and the South Courtright School Community Organization. All our special sponsors helping us to be here for tonight's games as well as the MAC games tomorrow night. Coach, you and I will be there. Our intern, Anna Boskowski will be there as well, keeping stats.
Those should be a couple of good games, too.
5 o'clock up at Unadilla Valley will be the boys' game between Delhi and BG, and then the girls at 7:30, Unitigo and Green. So 10 seconds left here to go in the third. It's 45-23. Carino comes off of a screen, left side, wants to go to the interior, shot off the glass, no, rebound is out of bounds as Carino came swooping back in to try to save that. And it'll go to Margaretville with 1.1 seconds left here. And Margaretville will get it in, but that'll do it for the third quarter. SK Boys 45, Margaretville 23. Fourth quarter coming up here on WCDO.
What are you doing about snow tires this year? The friendly, experienced staff at Sydney Tire invites you to stop in for a free tire evaluation. Check out their sale price on studdable and studless traction snow tires, as well as aggressive all-season tires. So get ready for the tough winter driving season. Stop in or call Sydney Tire today. Located on Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Start of the fourth quarter, 45-23 our score. South Courtright boys on top of Margaretville here, and South Courtright's turned up the heat on defense here in the second half as the Rams have the lead, and they are looking for their eighth straight Delaware League Championship, and it would be another sweep here tonight for the SK Rams as the girls won earlier over Wyndham 54-39 for their 13th straight Delaware League Championship game.
Who were the teams that won the last time South Courtright didn't?
Oh, I don't have my full list with me here, coaches. Carino takes it to the rim and scores to make his total 18 on the night. I have it, just not with me. Might be good Twitter fodder, I would say, right? Margaretville, I believe, was one of the last boys' teams. They last won in 2013. If I'm remembering off the top of my head, here's a steal for Courtright. There was a game, I believe, in 2014 that got snowed out, and they did co-champs, and Courtright was not in that game. So it was 13 or 14, somewhere. No, it must have been 14, somewhere in there. And then since then, it's been all SK.
Was it Davenport?
I believe on the girls' side it was Davenport. Charlotte Valley, we should say. As SK now leads 47-23, Carino gets it in, and now they'll pull it back out. I think we figured it out, Coach. I think it was that the snow game, which I know was co-champs between, I think, Gilboa, and I don't remember the other boys' team. I might have it on my phone. And then I do believe it was Coach Preston and Charlotte Valley winning for the girls. And I'm telling you what, Charlotte Valley girls had a JV team that just won the Delaware League, went 19-1. So the Wildcats can be back in the conversation pretty soon, I would say. Into the right corner, a foul is going to be on South Courtright on Dengler. I believe it's going to be his fourth.
Yeah.
Early here in the fourth quarter. And I'll see if maybe I have it here on my phone. I don't think I do. It's going to drive me crazy, Coach.
You'll tweet about it later tonight.
Blue Devils will get it in. And a steal now by South Courtright. They'll look at bring it down the floor. Sometimes we really have to do some digging to find some of that stuff, but it's always fun to see how long it's been or if a team has ever been there. Like, for instance, the BG boys have never won the MAC, so they're looking for that tomorrow night. Carino with a good pass down low for Dengler, and he scores on the right low block. Dengler now with 4 points, and SK leads 49-23. BG boys have been to the championship game twice, but have not ever won the MAC. Shot here for Margaretville's Hunter Balcom. Couldn't get it to go. And we got a technical foul here on Dengler. I think he's going to be done.
He's done. It was his fifth foul, and he got teed up.
49-23 our score, and Dengler is done for the night. That's going to be some extra foul shots here with 6:25 to go here in the fourth quarter. A couple of the Courtright starters have been frustrated here tonight and in foul trouble.
I don't understand what he'd be frustrated about there. That was clearly a block.
So this is going to send Balcom to the line here for Margaretville. They trail 49-23. So Balcom settling in and cannot get the first shot to go. Coach, here's a question. If you or your team is in a situation where maybe you disagree with the officials, how do you try to keep your cool in those types of situations? Everyone has a different tactic, I would say, as Balcom gets the second one.
Over my years of coaching, I came up with the strategy instead of kind of saying I didn't agree with that call, I would ask the official, what did you see? Explain to me what my player did or why the call was what it was. And then when they explained it to me, I could then say, okay, I see, but could you please watch for this? Or so almost the tactic of asking the question just actually like calms the situation down.
And so another couple of foul shots here. This one by Connor Wayman. He now has 11. And so we had the first two foul shots for the foul, correct, Coach? And now
yeah.
We're doing our technical foul shots
yep.
here. And so he goes one out of two.
And then Margaretville will get the ball side out.
Okay, so after a couple of trips to the line here for the Blue Devils, it will be the Blue Devils having the ball at midcourt. They still trail 49-25 with about 6.5 to go here in the fourth quarter. Margaretville's in the navy blue tonight with the white and the orange trim. Blue Devils with the ball near midcourt. And this is McVitie. Shovels a pass down low. Ryan McVitie finds Tristan, and he's unable to score. And Margaretville has just gone cold. After coming out pretty warm to start tonight's game, they just haven't been able to find the hoop.
You have to give South Courtright's defense credit. They're very athletic. They have length, and they've decided that they're going to take away Margaretville's outside perimeter game, and they really haven't had an answer inside.
Carino to Anderson, into the corner for Cole. His three is good. Trent Cole, the unsung hero tonight, with 16 for the Rams off the bench. Blue Devils with the ball now at midcourt, trailing 52-25 here in tonight's Delaware League Championship ball game. And a straightaway shot for Ryan McVitie is off the mark. Out of bounds, and going back to South Courtright. Both teams getting some substitutes in. Aiden Haynes is coming in for SK. And let me see if I can catch our substitution here. Cody Wayman back in.
I think Eli Bullock.
Eli Bullock back in, okay.
Yep.
So Bullock getting the substitution here. We have noticed Margaretville hasn't gone to the bench that much here tonight. And so those starters have really been relied upon to play some big minutes. With 5:15 to go here in the fourth quarter, a pass to the interior for Carino. He is fouled at the left low block and will head to the line. South Courtright earned the 2 seed in the upcoming Section 4 Class D tournament. And they will get a first-round bye and await the winner of Marathon and Sharon Springs. We'll double-check Margaretville's seed here in just a minute on the bracket. As Carino gets the first shot to go, he's got 19. Margaretville, a terrific season, finishing third in the Delaware League.
Margaretville is the 5 seed, and they host Downsville in a first-round game on the 21st at 6 p.m.
20 points now for Carino as he goes 2 out of 2 at the line. And it's 54-25. And in the backcourt, Connor Wayman will bring it down the floor. Leaving it here for Cody Wayman. Now to Ryan McVitie. Blue Devils feed one into the corner.
That's the second time that's happened tonight, that they've tried to enter the ball into the corner, and Margaretville's player just kind of has lost their awareness of where they are on the court and stepped out of bounds.
Any stock tonight in the college court being a little bigger here, Coach, for the wind of both teams getting up and down? Anything you've seen there? Always
no.
A fun topic.
I don't think so. I don't think it's had an impact on the game. I don't think that the lines have had an impact on the three-point shooting.
We did talk about that earlier as Anderson scores here on a little up and under.
I just think that South Courtright is just a little bit too athletic, and they just have a little more depth than Margaretville does.
Pass to the inside here for Tristan McVitie. Lost control of it. SK will steal it away. And across midcourt for Carino with SK up 56-25 with 4:20 to go in the fourth. Back to Anderson. Straight away, no. Rebound is scooped up here by McVitie. Margaretville continues to play hard here in the second half as we come up on 4 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. McVitie straight away three here is off the mark. And a rebound for Haynes underneath.
The other thing I've been impressed with.
As Byrne gets a pass there from Carino and scores.
I've been impressed with South Courtright in the second half that they've kind of played situational basketball. They've still looked to run in transition, but only when it's there. And if it's not there, they've been looking to set up a play, run some clock.
Pass to the interior and a shot by Cody Wayman is no good. Blocked by Anderson, ahead for Trent Cole, and he finishes. Having the game of the season here for Trent Cole. He scored in double figures quite often, but having a big night here off the bench in the championship game, and SK leads 60-25. McVitie to the right elbow. Now they'll pull it back out with 3:15 to go. And here is Wayman. Back to McVitie. Tries another three and hits Ryan McVitie. His second three-pointer of the night, giving him 6 points, and a timeout will be taken by SK. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Rams lead 60-28 here on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all of your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Out of the timeout, 2:50 to go here in the Delaware League Boys Basketball Championship game. South Courtright Boys leading 60-28 here over Margaretville. SK looking for their eighth straight championship. Pass to the interior for Eli Bullock. He is fouled on the right low block as both teams going to the bench here to get some new guys in the last couple of minutes of this contest. And so, again, thanks for joining us here tonight. We'll have the MAC championship games tomorrow night. Looking forward to those with the boys first and then the girls. Get to see a couple of real great teams tomorrow night. Anderson checking out of the game, so Second shot here for Bullock at the line. No, and the rebound is scooped and put back up by Hunter Balcom. Makes it 60-30. Carino still in the ballgame. He's the lone starter back out there. Everybody else is one of the reserves here for the Rams. The jumper from the far side is blocked out of bounds. Jaden Ragazzi shot that in the corner. Some fans starting to head towards the exits here to get an early start on the traffic. And so South Courtright will look to get it in, and they do to Jack Byrne. Byrne holding on to it. Will feed for Logan Reinshagen. Inside for Byrne. A jumper for him. Oh, off the glass and then rattled around the rim but wouldn't go. And the Blue Devils will walk it down the floor one last time. With 2 minutes to go, McVitie into the right corner off the mark. And Carino comes across midcourt here for South Courtright. And now he's going to put in some of the JV guys who have dressed for tonight's game here. The South Courtright JV team made it to the Delaware League Championship this year and lost to Margaretville. And all these guys are going to come in, I believe, for their first varsity action. With a minute 35 to go in the fourth quarter. And the fans are enjoying that, Coach.
Yeah, checking into the game here for South Courtright, you have number 2, Boston Carino. Number 30, Jackson Hudson. Number 15, Parker Pop. Number 21, Skyler McIntyre. And they're in the huddle. I can't tell who the fifth one is.
So the JV boys are going to get a chance to come in here for the last minute and 30 seconds.
15, 2, 30, 21. Who is 22 is Riley. I'm going to go with Hobby. Hobby?
Yes, Hobby.
Hobby.
Yep.
Riley Hobby.
All right, so an excellent job by the South Courtright Rams here tonight. And the JV guys are going to get a little love. Big thanks again to all our special sponsors, including DTC, Delhi Telephone Company, Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, as well as Payne's Cranes of Bainbridge and Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. Rams with the ball. They're going to work it around. They had a shot clock violation before they could get that shot off.
Also checking in from Margaretville, you got 23, Ryan Sanford, and number 15, C.J. Fairbairn. So I want to give them some love, too, over there from Margaretville.
Yeah, some guys getting some of their first action here tonight. Pretty cool to get out on the floor here during this championship ball game. Margaretville did win at the Delaware League Boys JV Championship. It's got a foul underneath. I believe on South Courtright underneath. Good game between the South Courtright boys and Margaretville in the Delaware League JV Championship. And same matchup here for the varsity.
Who won that game?
Margaretville did win the JV championship this year. Blue Devils 11-2 on the season. Head coach Ivan Herrera, who was a great Margaretville soccer player. Yeah. As Balcom hits his first shot at the line. And so, yeah, you know, the rivalry will continue on the next couple of years between the Blue Devils and the Rams. And as I said, Charlotte Valley girls won. On the other side, we got a violation here on Margaretville. Second one won't count. And so, should be fun over the next couple of years. The Delaware League, one of the rare schools that still does the JV championship. 55 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter as SK leads 60-31. Rams working it around. Again, they've put in some of the reserves here late in this ball game. A jumper will not go down for Hobby. Rebound for the Blue Devils. Make sure you'll stay tuned for our post-game awards, offense, defense, and all-purpose. Brought to you by NBT Bank, ACO Brands of Sydney, as well as Mirabito Gresham Insurance. Missed shot by Margaretville, and a rebound back down the floor here for Boston Carino. Into the corner, Parker, pop, oh, just blocked. They got a piece of it, and Margaretville back down the floor here, but they'll throw it out of bounds. 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. I'm a big fan of Parker Pop. And Boston Carino, those guys always crack me up when I see them. Always have a funny joke to tell me.
What grade are they in?
Oh, boy, they are young. Eighth grade, maybe? Eighth or ninth? Parker Pop's got a great YouTube channel I like to watch. He does a lot of funny videos on there. Parker to the right side here will look to bring it inside. Got stripped of the basketball. Blue Devils will take it away. That's going to be our final score here tonight. SK wins another one, 60-31. And they win 8 straight Delaware League championships. And the Rams put another trophy in the trophy case back at SK. We'll be back with the awards and our postgame show here on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Your friends at Mirabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Mirabito Gresham work for you.
Everything you need for your home, close to home. That's Barnard's Hometown Hardware on North Main Street in Bainbridge. And for the winter season, we're stocked with stovepipe and ductwork, heat tape and window plastics, weather stripping and furnace filters, snow shovels, ice melters, roof rakes, and snow brooms for your car, as well as work and winter gloves, hand warmers, and an assortment of Nebo lights and flashlights. And it's never too cold to paint inside. We have quality Valspar paint in every color imaginable, plus nails and screws by the pound. We've got everything to get you set for winter at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Now get ice fishing supplies, including rod and reel combos, tip-ups, seat buckets, and a variety of jigs and power bait at Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge.
Every day at NBT Bank, we focus our business around all the ways we can help yours. We're large enough to offer leading business and digital solutions, but local enough to ensure personalized one-on-one service. So turn to NBT Bank for a full range of business solutions, like capital and treasury management services, even fraud protection, and see how NBT Bank is just the right size to help you do big things. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more and start a conversation. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with Local Sports on WCDO.
Welcome back inside the field house here at SUNY Delhi one last time here tonight as the SK boys win 60-31 here tonight to win their eighth straight Delaware League championship game, this time over the Margaretville Blue Devils. Let's go through some final scores here tonight. Scoring summary first for Margaretville, 11 points for Connor Wayman, 8 points for Hunter Balcom, 6 for Ryan McVitty, and 6 for Tristan McVitty. Coach, anything on the Margaretville side stand out in terms of extra stats here?
They're all pretty balanced. Number 0, Hunter Balcom, had the nice game with the 7 points. He also had 5 rebounds. And Tristan McVitty, number 5, had 4 rebounds. Eli Bullock with 4 rebounds. So the rest of them are all kind of hit or miss, like here and there, like 1-2. So I thought Margaretville played hard. I thought they just kind of wore down. I thought South Courtright's physical play and athleticism kind of wore them down, and I think they just kind of ran out of gas.
On the other side tonight for SK in terms of scoring, 20 points for Connor Carino, 18 for Trent Cole, 8 for Josh Anderson, 6 for Troy Dianich, 4 for Darren Dengler, 2 apiece for Adam Champlin and Jack Byrne. Anything on the extra stats tonight for SK boys?
Well, the super sub, Trenton Cole, he had 7 rebounds, 4 steals, and Connor Carino ended with 5 rebounds and 7 assists. So, nice all-around game for both of those two players from South Courtright.
To wrap up tonight's broadcast, let's get into our three awards. First, the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, of course, brought to you by NBT Bank, always supporting local high school sports on WCDO. For more than 150 years, NBT Bank has served the area's financial needs. NBT Bank for everything that counts. We'd like to go with Connor Carino tonight for South Courtright, those 20 points. He just found a way to put it in the hoop when his team needed it, so we will give Connor the Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up is the Marabito Gresham Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, of course brought to you by Marabito Gresham Insurance, where the customer always comes first. Jeffrey Marabito and Jeff Gresham proudly support high school basketball on WCDO. They wish our local teams success this season. We'd like to go, I think, with Connor Wayman here for Margaretville. He had those 11 points, but as you said during the break, Coach, handled the ball a lot, had to go up against their pressure, and did a lot of good things.
Yeah, he had to handle the pressure from South Courtright. He made the three first-half three-pointers. He played a good game, played hard the entire game, and sometimes it's hard to do that when the scoreboard doesn't really go in your favor. And I thought he never gave up, played hard, so we'll give that award to him tonight.
Lastly, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award is brought to you by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. Acco Brands wishes the best to all players this sports season. Is happy to cheer on these young athletes. We wholeheartedly agreed that we have to give this to Trent Cole tonight, the super sub off the bench with those 17 points. And again, the rest of his line, he had those five rebounds. He was great tonight, Coach.
Yeah, I had him for 18, I thought.
I was looking at the wrong. Yes, you're right, 18.
Yeah, I thought he was the difference in the game when they got in foul trouble. You know, they still had him to put out there. He made a couple key plays during the course of the game. I remember a key steal early in the second half. He got out, you know, really battled the Margaretville player for it and then was able to finish the layup in transition, made a big three in the second half. So he's a nice piece to have as a coach to bring off the bench and kind of change the tempo of the game, change the dynamic of the game, and to be a threat offensively. You know, I'd take a sub like that on my team any day of the week.
Amazing to think that Margaretville was up 15-6 at the end of the first quarter. And then Courtright found a way to weather the storm, come back, and get the job done. I've seen Courtright play a bunch this year. I don't think this was their best performance, but that's what they do. They find a way to win.
Yeah, they certainly won the game tonight, I think, with their defense. They really took away Margaretville's ability to get off three-pointers after that first quarter. So good luck to both teams in sectionals. Hope we see them again down the road somewhere.
Yes, definitely. All right, that's going to wrap it up for tonight's broadcast. A big thank you to Craig Stevens and to Jim Tomeo back in our Sydney Main Street studios. They had their hands full tonight. They were able to help us get through some technical issues early in the broadcast. So if you go back in the game audio archive, we were able to fix that and bring you the girls' game, which was fantastic. And, again, a big thank you to Jim and Craig back there, as well as all our special sponsors here tonight. Again, we just wanted to recognize some of our special ones, and we will be talking about them tomorrow night as well, including Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney, JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, Wrench's Village Auto Service of Green, Green's Long River Inn of Unadilla, Clark Farms Creamery in Delhi. A couple others that we'd like to thank here tonight include Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge, Don's Dairy Supply of South Courtright, Erica's Cakery in Bainbridge. Again, all great sponsors, and the South Courtright School Community Organization always helping us here on the air. We truly appreciate them. Sportsfield Specialties in Delhi, a big supporter of tonight's games here in Delhi and the MAC games tomorrow. Lasting Impression Landscape of Hobart, Brent Trimble, he's still hanging around here somewhere. I'm sure I'll get a chance to say hi to him. And, of course, DTC Delhi Telephone Company and Circle of Life Ambulette of Hobart. Again, final score 60-31. The South Courtright boys defeat Margaretville. And earlier tonight, the South Courtright girls defeat Wyndham 54-39. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll see you tomorrow night for the MAC Championships live from UV on WCDO.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.